Nolte, Rob Reiner's Fascist God and Country Doc grosses pathetic $60,000 worldwide. By John Nolte on March 10, 2024. Producer Rob Reiner's anti-Christian smear, God and Country, The Rise of Christian Nationalism, limped out of theaters after grossing a hilarious $60,464 worldwide. Basically, that's fewer than 7,000 tickets sold in a country of 350 million. Watch, Rob Reiner, Trump is the mouthpiece for the Christian nationalist movement. That's fewer than 7,000 tickets sold, even after producer Rob Reiner got all kinds of free media from countless corporate media outlets. God and Country, Why Christian Ideas Should Be Outlawed was dropped in 85 theaters. Considering I went to public schools, this is what the math looks like. With 7,000 tickets sold in 85 theaters, that works out to about 82 tickets per theater. But God and Country, Why Loving Jesus in America Makes You a Nazi played for 23 days. So, if you divide those 82 tickets per theater by 23 days, that's an average of 3.5 tickets per day. But if you divide those 3.5 tickets per day into 6 showings a day, that works out to 3/5 of a ticket sold per showing. So you have to imagine every theater seat is empty except for one guy with no legs below the knees. Basically, a post-war Lieutenant Dan has to sit all by himself, staring at David French's stupid face. Watch, Rob Reiner, voting for Trump will cause US to slip into fascism. Here's something to suck on, meathead. 10 years ago, Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas grossed $2.8 million. Rob Reiner really should be the poster boy for white privilege. This guy has directed one modest hit in 29 years, and he's still allowed to make movies. Since 1995, he's had one success out of 12 feature films. How many black people get that many chances? How many women? How many homosexuals? How many transsexuals? Huh? 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 But here's old, white, rich Rob Reiner popping out flop after flop after flop. And just remember, the whole idea behind this stupid Christian nationalism crusade is a hate campaign against Christians who love their country. Instead of allowing our ideas a place at the table of democracy, the idea here from fascists like Reiner is to outlaw and disqualify our ideas before we even have the opportunity to present or explain them. Watch, Rob Reiner, if you are voting for Republicans, you're voting for autocracy. Even though the ideal Christian life is unquestionably the healthiest and most fulfilling life, whether or not you are a believer, a life filled with fidelity to your spouse, devotion to your children, honesty, humility, service, hard work, and selflessness, demonic lunatics and bigots on the left like Reiner want us shunned and excommunicated simply for believing one in God and two, that every country should focus on being the best country it can be and stop with this globalization nonsense. God and Country is a naked act of fascism. And try as he might, Reiner is only a Leni Riefenstahl in spirit, not talent. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.